This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States government is pledging to continue efforts to extradite Americans, U.S. permanent residents, allies, and other vulnerable Afghans, even if it means going past the end-of-the-month deadline for American forces to leave Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday there is no deadline in getting out Americans and Afghans who want to leave past August 31st. The State Department, the Pentagon, and the White House officials continue to reboot the criticism about chaos at the gates of Kabul's airport, emphasizing the success of flying out more than 82,000 people since the end of July, nearly half of them women and children. As many as 1,500 American civilians remain in Afghanistan. U.S. lawmakers are pushing President Joe Biden to evacuate hundreds of people affiliated with the U.S. Agency for Global Media from Afghanistan as Washington rushes to meet a troop withdrawal deadline at the end of the month. In a letter sent to Mr. Biden, Senator Ben Cardin and Representative William Keating said about 550 people, employees of USAGM and their families, are still trying to leave Afghanistan. USAGM is an independent federal agency that includes several networks, including the Voice of America and Radio Azadi. Evacuation efforts for Afghan journalists have increased this week amid reports that Taliban fighters have been searching the homes of some media workers. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News.